Lake Erie with his boat. That's more important to him. Okay? Anyway, I got two guests today. One is our good old friend, Charles Chucky Krugel, the employment lawyer. And one is my old friend, the Beatle. Nobody understands what a Beatle is, so I won't say it again. It's Martin Snyder, the big PC recruiter CEO. He's only been on once before for a few minutes. So now we'll have a lot of time with him. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Who's that, Charles?
This is Chuck.
Chuck!
How are you?
AKrugel.com. I'll spell it in a second. Martin Snyder, are you here?
The big macher is here.
Good for you. Okay, you guys, you know what? Usually I have a little banter with Jerry right now, but instead of that, I'm going to do my ads, because usually I forget to do them. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. I have a new sponsor, kind of. His name is Corey Feldman. He's not the actor from the 1980s. I don't know what he does for a living, but he also writes children's books and novelettes, some kind for adults as well. And I'm going to give you his Twitter address if you're interested in taking a look at what he does. They're very well priced on Amazon. I think he's got the kids' books in hardcover as well. It's Corey, C-O-R-E-Y-J-F. That's on Twitter. Corey Feldman. Also, from our good friend Chris Russell, recruitingnewsfeed.info. You can go to that site, recruitingnewsfeed.info, and there's a free app there for your iPhone, and you can download a feed of all the recruiting blogs in the world, all the best ones, and the feed includes this show. It includes this show, so go ahead and do that. Who else am I going to promote? RayAnnSpeaks.info. RayAnn, the hit girl, formerly a regular attendee to this show, now has her own radio show. You can listen to it at RayAnnSpeaks.info. The best guests are the people she took from here. Okay? Sorry, RayAnn, it's true! This show's got all the talent. Now, we're going to come to you. Are you ready? Doc?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm on the Skype. I don't know. I'm like operating in, you know, I have no sense of where I am. You answer me.
Sure.
They Marty, all want to be the animal.
Marty, you're going to sit on the couch till Charles Chuck.
Oh, I'm number two. I'm second billing.
Free to comment, but you're not the star till we get rid of him. Is that okay?
I'm second billing. I can take it.
No. Okay, don't take it that way. Anyway, Charles, you were on a little while ago, and I told you I was going to bring you back because in our business, in the recruiting business, we keep hearing about culture. Culture, culture, culture. Culture is of extreme importance because you have to hire people who fit the culture, and that means the company wants to hire people just like themselves. But last week we had that HR guy on I was just complaining about. And he agreed that people have a natural desire to hire people like themselves, but he said that's bad. That's bad, bad, real bad. Because there's going to be more hiring managers from the majority culture, and they'll pick people like themselves, and that's going to discriminate against minorities. That's one thing. And he also claims, I don't understand why, that diversity always makes a company work better. That's like saying opposites attract and they're going to have a happy marriage. Okay, so I'm almost done with the introduction. I might do all the talking and not leave you to say anything, but I'm going to go on just a little more. If my clients hire people who fit the culture, are they going to end up breaking diversity laws? You're serious.
Not necessarily.
Why
I
not?
Mean, I think the people who are criticizing culture always think it's at the expense of diversity, and I don't think that's necessarily true.
Why?
So, well, you're talking about personality, perhaps more so than, or you could be talking about personality, mental aptitude, or you know, their intelligence more so than skin color, ethnicity, religion, whatever.
Well, I don't know. I think people are going to say, in fact, they did say, in fact, all the HR guys were against me. Susan Strayer, a friend of the show, she argued with me on Facebook. She said, look, if you have a Japanese programmer, that person's going to help bring some kind of special respect for the other people on the team. I said, a Japanese American? A Japanese American's going to be American. So Well, you know.
Well, I think the idea, it sounds kind of hypocritical, contradictory.
Here's what I was saying. These HR guys, they think people's skin color or their ethnic background, even if they're Americans, they say that that's going to make them different and better. Better additions to the team. And so you're saying there's no difference between people, but HR says there is.
Well, the people who are saying that hiring somebody who's who's Asian, Japanese, whatever, is going to be better for the company than hiring somebody who isn't, or hiring just a white male, then they're just as much focusing on ethnicity or national origin as the people who aren't,
yeah,
or who, so to speak, aren't.
Yeah, but they say that's good. Not only, first of all, it's fair because it gives the the minority people a chance, but they say it's better because they say a team works better when there's lots of different orientations, cultural.
Well, you don't know necessarily that they're the majority or minority. I mean, if you're in China, then obviously Asian people are going to be the majority. So hiring a white male. Might be more of a diversity action than hiring an Asian person. If you're in...
You're understanding me.
I'm sorry?
You don't understand the problem. You don't understand the question. Marty, do you have anything to say?
I've never not had anything to say.
Go ahead. Tell Chuck.
There's lots of different meanings of the word culture, and culture doesn't necessarily mean...
I just got to warn you something. This guy, Marty... I'll introduce him later, but he sent me a white paper. It's one of the most boring things I've ever read, okay?
There you go, white paper.
Don't do that. Yeah, there you go. Don't
just
do
the
that.
Just the title itself is discriminatory.
Yeah. Look,
it wasn't called a white paper. The title of the paper is called The World Needs More Recruiting, Personnel Recruiters as Ethnographers
and
Market Makers.
Just comment. Help me explain this, okay?
Yeah, okay, so animal culture doesn't just mean skin tone or ethnicity. There's a lot of aspects to culture when people talk about culture.
I didn't say culture, but skin tone.
Okay, so what you said is if...
that noise!
I don't know
what
making
that,
that noise.
Not on my end.
Somebody's got a speakerphone somewhere ruining your show. Animal.
Yeah.
Who's got the nerve to ruin your show?
Let me talk to Chuck. Chuck,
Animal, I want to just use one phrase. Seriously, you asked me a question, let me answer. Have you ever heard of in-group amity and out-group enmity? Have you ever heard of that, Chuck?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. So what happens is, Animal, in-group amity means that we like and we support and we're open and friendly to people we perceive to be in our in-groups. And we hate and we will eat the young and destroy people who we perceive to be in our out-groups. And this happens everywhere in all cultures all the time. It's the most basic part of human nature. So if you perceive somebody as in your in-group, regardless of their tone, regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of their true culture, whatever it may be, things are going to be good. If you perceive them in your out-group, you're going to not like them and seek to exclude them. So if you're winning, and you're on a winning team and everybody's making money and everybody's having a good time and you share values, the cultural differences fall away. If you're losing and everything sucks, then and you perceive those people to be in your out-group, regardless of any cultural markers or skin tone or ethnicity.
Yeah, thanks for wasting my time, okay? Chuck, let's come back to this. Diversity means you're hiring people that are different than you, right? And the law says you have to hire people that are different than you. Am I right about that?
Wrong.
Well, no, what the law says, actually the law is different. What the law says is that you can't exclude on the basis of race, gender, national origin, ethnicity, disability, or anything like that. So the law has protected classes that people will fall into, and it says you can't discriminate on the basis of those protected classes. Diversity is saying look outside of the cultural group of your amity group. Look outside of the amity group. Look outside of that homogenous sort of group for other employees, for people
diversity, isn't diversity really, doesn't it come down to the same thing as protection for minorities?
No, it's classism more than racism.
I didn't ask you!
It's classism, Animal. Classism. Wake up to
it. It could be classism. It could be religion. It could be any number of things. Disability.
I
think that... the diversity.
Diversity is about hiring people outside your group. Culture is about hiring people inside your group. Am I right, Chuck?
Well, no, actually, I don't, because I think it depends on how you define the group, what the expression of the culture is. So if you're going to make culture, if your culture is based on race, then yeah, you're going to have a problem. If your culture is based on personality type that you're measuring based on something like a Myers-Briggs or a DISC or a Wunderlich type of test, that could be something completely different.
But these HR guys, they say that your color, your ethnic background, and your personality are all linked. You've got a different culture and personality in the broadest sense if you're from a different background. That's what they believe. So they believe that you can't hire people who are like you, and all the emphasis now is on hiring people who are like you. I can't see how they fit together.
Yeah, from the legal aspect, you're supposed to use neutral factors. So if you're going to use a test, the test is supposed to be gender, race, disability, et cetera, neutral. And or whatever type of selection process you're using, whether it's an interview, the interview should be, or the question should be protected class neutral.
Okay, I'll just bring it down to one thing. There's two programmers. One's from a Greek background and one's from an Italian background. They have different kinds of last names, easily recognizable ethnic names. If you're Greek and you hire the Greek guy, no, not that you're Greek, but if you hire the Greek guy, can the Italian guy say that he left me out unfairly because I'm Italian? And you say, look, I just hired this guy because he had the same culture as me. The cultural fit was there.
Neither are protected classes.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could make it a national origin sort of thing if you're Greek and saying that, well, they discriminate against my national origin. Then you'd have to basically look at what the selection criteria is and figure out if that selection criteria is biased toward any other group of Greeks or Italian.
You know what? I guess something wrong with the way I'm posing the question. To me, it seems like there's an obvious contrast. Is there anything else I should ask you about this before?
I think the contrast is in the criteria that you're using. As long as the criteria is neutral, based on the protected classes, you should be okay.
I think you're missing, Animal, how people discriminate. There's classism is way more prevalent than racism. More people are classist than racist. And so if you bring, let's say, a black guy who's middle class and went to school and walks, talks, and speaks the same way as everyone else, then that person is going to be easily accepted. If the person, you know, doesn't, you know, do those things and identifies with a different social class and a different cultural background, that's going to be more of a problem.
Okay, so you're saying that racial, ethnic, and religious diversity, that's not an issue. It's your class culture.
It's less of an issue because fewer people, especially younger people, millennials, people younger than, well, as young as myself, definitely are less racist, definitely less.
Okay.
I agree with that, but from a legal standpoint, it's those factors will only be an issue if your selection criteria tends to discriminate against people who fall into those classes.
But it can be accidental, too. Like, you can't give an IQ test.
It can be accidental, yeah. It can be accidental.
You're not allowed to give an IQ test for hiring, Animal. Do you support that? Because it's illegal.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the disparate impact stuff from, like, the New York Fire Department, but let's not go into it. We'll do it another time.
Well, it's a numbers. It becomes a numbers game. And do the numbers bear out discrimination or not?
But there's one group of people who can fix it, Animal. There's one group of people, and it's
the
not
recruiters.
Tests, and it's not. Yes,
yeah,
recruiters. It's
yeah,
not
you're wrong. I'll attack with your thesis in a little while. Chucky, I apologize, Chuck. I know I've got something here. There's a difference between culture and diversity. Cultural fit and diversity are at odds with each other. I won't go. You know, I'm going
to
lose all my audience if I keep talking about it. But I won't pursue it anymore.
I agree with you to an extent, but you're going to have to look at whatever criteria you have to put that under the microscope, what your selection criteria is.
Okay. I'm lost, okay? So let's finish it off. Do you have anything you want to add?
Nah, I mean, except for that you hurt my feelings.
You sissy.
Okay, Charles Krugel, Chuck to us, but on the internet, Charles A. Krugel. C-H-A-R-L-E-S, that's Charles, A, and Krugel is K-R-U-G-E-L.com. That's his website. Chuck, you'll come back again.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Animal.
Thank you. Okay. Marty Snyder, you said that we spend $6 billion a year